He sat down, but he did not get leave to speak directly. I had been struggling with tears for some time. I had taken great pains to repress them because I knew he would not like to see me weep. Now, however, I considered it well to let them flow as freely and as long as they liked. If the flood annoyed him, so much the better. So I gave way and cried heartily. Soon I heard him earnestly entreating me to be composed. I said I could not while he was in such a passion. "But I am not angry, Jane. I only love you too well. And you had steeled your little pale face with such a resolute, frozen look I could not endure it. Hush now, and wipe your eyes." His softened voice announced that he was subdued, so I, in my turn, became calm. Now he made an effort to rest his head on my shoulder, but I would not permit it. Then he would draw me to him. "No."
"Jane, Jane," he said, in such an accent of bitter sadness it thrilled along every nerve I had. "You don't love me, then? It was only my station and the rank of my wife that you valued?
Now that you think me disqualified to become your husband, you recoil from my touch as if I were some toad or ape."